Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations along the Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live on the website, and of course to selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest radio markets in the country, as well as leading independents around the country dropped in just for good measure. And of course we're broadcasting live on the internet via our streams, heard on GCN Live, on my flagship stations, and on my website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And of course, we're also broadcasting by satellite, the Westwood One satellite, all around the world. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks to the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers for their great, great, great service coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the men and women doing that, as well as our FedEx and UPS drivers, our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, and our suicide jockeys getting the gasoline, the diesel, and the jet fuel, and any other petroleum products wherever they need to go so we can go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show is the page, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. And we're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter at Captain's America, and of course, as I said, our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And you can get our podcast just about anywhere, anywhere, anywhere. We're on 53 different podcast sites. Of course, we're on Amazon Music, Spotify, Player FM, Radio Guana, Radio Boomplay, Google Podcast, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and Apple Podcast. So you can find us over there on all of those. Now, joining us right now on the telephone line, we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, everybody.
And we've got from FoundersCode.com, as well as the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
And let's see here. They're very comfortable. It's 79 degrees out here tonight. Dropped one degree since we started the show. So 79 degrees, that's not too shabby. And are you guys ready to say the pledge?
Yep.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States
of America
and
to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, take it away.
All right. Good morning, Denise. You know, of course, this indictment of Donald Trump, amongst the other indictments, but this one in particular about January 6th, try to interpret this for us a little bit, because we've never seen this happen in U.S. history, where you have the incumbent president who's also running for president, whose Department of Justice is indicting the one person who seems to be the most likely candidate to run against the incumbent president. So take the names Trump and Biden out of it altogether. What is going on? I mean, how is this even possible to not be seen as a political move?
Well, it is a political move. None of this, what is happening, especially in this most recent thing from Jack Smith. This is not good for the country. It's good for the Democrats, or they think it is, and it's good for fundraising, or they think it is, but it's not good for the country. And, you know, I think that piece probably never comes into any of the actions by the Department of Justice. Now, having said that, I think we're at a point here, ladies and gentlemen, where Trump, this may be there may be a silver lining in all of this, because I've often asked the question, how many election related lawsuits were out there going into or post election. Well, actually, pre-election. I can't really get an answer to that because I think it's so big. How many were actually heard by a judge? Well, we don't know because, again, there were so many. But a lot of courts didn't bother to take up the cases. Remember that?
Yeah.
They were just thrown out.
Yeah.
So Trump gets a chance now with his lawyers to litigate these situations. Now, we think, as we just mentioned, we think we have identified maybe some of the co-conspirators. Having said that, let's take Rudy Giuliani, for instance, or John Eastman. Another one could be Jenna Ellis, by the way, but anyway, we are in a situation here where those lawyers didn't seek to just start litigating. They were brought in by allegations of what was happening in some of these states. Let's not forget that situation. We tend to forget observers weren't allowed to observe. They covered the windows.
Hold that thought. We'll talk about that and a lot more when we come back from this break. Kyle, you too, hang on there, and folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Attention. Your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, in this portion of the program, our conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by Geico. That's Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. They are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers. Now, your Geico website, geico.com, and your local Geico office, which you can find out who they are off that website, can help you insure just about anything you own. Now, they'll offer coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. They'll give you a comparison price on that through their computer system. And if you happen to have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, they'll also insure that and bundle it along so you get an even lower price. Now, if you want to really let the rubber meet the road here and drop the price in your insurance, bundle in your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance through Geico, through your car insurance policy, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and you'll find out how much money you'll save. It's astounding when you hear the numbers. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, the website. Go over there, get a cost comparison on your car you're driving and whatever else you want to insure there. And don't forget, all you have to save is money. That's it. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello.
And we've got Denise Simon back with us from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience, which is on the great website Facebook, where everybody likes to go. Now, you were talking about something before the break, so just have at it.
Well, we have a short memory, and I don't want us to forget some things. But what I guess I'm really trying to say here is we tend to forget what was happening because of all things COVID, okay? And you know, states were doing, because of the Democrats, states were doing some pretty crazy things. You know, that they were doing the ballot harvesting. We saw videos of this and we saw videos of that, meaning that, you know, you've got truck drivers that are saying this is what they did with, you know, ballots and, you know, cases that were carrying ballots. We had issues with printers. You've got, you know, secretaries of state at the state level that were making changes without going through the legislatures and so forth. You remember all of this?
Yeah.
You remember that you couldn't have poll watchers and observers because they were covering windows? We were finding suitcases that were being manipulated and counted. Well, the point where I'm going with this is when it comes to people like Sidney Powell or Rudy Giuliani or Jenna Ellis or any of those, they were called, they were asked to take depositions and look at A, B, C, D, and E because, you know, there were concerns, there were irregularities, there were audits. Now, how many of those things got litigated and didn't get litigated? You know, so this is a chance, I think, for Trump, according to, you know, certainly one of his lawyers, that are saying, we now have an opportunity to bring some of these things to a judge, to court, and use subpoenas to do so. So how many election cycles have we actually gone through where almost immediately there are claims that some weird things are going on? I mean, I can't think of, you know, the last, you know, three or four at least election cycles that hard questions and conditions were being observed, and everybody just sort of threw up their arms. Mm-hmm. So this is a chance to aggregate some of these things.
All right. Well, guys, we got a caller on the line. Let's go over here to the phone caller. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, I see where the Christians were being harassed up in Wisconsin for protesting a Pride event.
They got arrested.
Harassed, arrested, and all that kind of stuff. Yes, exactly. So it appears in these Democratic cities or areas that all the city leaders have to do is disagree with what somebody's doing, and they can order the police to go and arrest them or something just for exercising constitutional rights. And this is where our country is going and getting out of control. And the second thing I want to mention is I think it's a good thing maybe in it, if Trump gets to bring some evidence and stuff about the election before and has all the subpoena power and stuff, if he does it right and brings film and stuff like in the movie 2000 Mules, where they had were showing a lot of stuff like that, I think this is going to end up being, might be a good thing. All right. That's it, Captain.
All right. What do you think, Janice?
I can't really add anything to that. It'd be unfair if I did.
Mm-hmm. Kyle?
Well, Denise, you know, when you were talking about the idea that that the Trump defense would be able to introduce a lot of these things about the election, 2020, the whole shebang, right? Don't you think that I'm wondering if the Democrats, the Democrat Party elite, if they would anticipate that at all? Because I don't know why they would want that to happen, because I think it could only backfire on them ultimately. So do you think part of this is to get Trump to acquiesce before there ever would really be a trial? Like, for example, take a deal and we'll stop bugging you, we'll stop prosecuting you, and then you just retire?
No. Trump's not going to take a deal. And, you know, the man has spent probably, you know, I don't know what the number is, on legal fees. I would also argue here that they're continuing to scheme. And again, it isn't just the Democrats, but it's these outside organizations like Arabella, you know, those that could be led by the John Podestas, the Mark Eliases of the world, even, you know, Eric Holder, some of the lawyers inside the Biden White House. So they're not going to quit scheming. Think of all the schemes that have happened going back to Russiagate. I mean, they schemed against, you know, Brett Kavanaugh. They schemed against, you know, the Supreme Court justices outside their houses. You see what I'm saying? I mean, they're getting away. Did anybody go to jail over Russiagate?
No.
No. No. You had one lawyer that was kind of had his law license suspended, Kevin Kleinsmith, but he's back practicing law. In the meantime, you know, there was abuse of the FISA court. Did anybody get in trouble for that? No. So where are these consequences? There aren't any. So there, you know, we say the pledge here every single morning. And what are the last words? And justice for all.
Yep.
We ain't getting that, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care what anybody says. We ain't getting it. There isn't justice for, you know, what the damage that these BLM riots did for these poor business owners. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got somebody that Biden nominated to run the Department of Labor. Well, what was she before that? Oh, yeah, she was out there in California overseeing the largest fraud of unemployment checks in really U.S. history. There, she's being rewarded for that?
Well, you know, Denise, Alan Dershowitz has chimed in. He says there's no smoking guns in this indictment, and the whole thing is based on what Trump's state of mind would have been, and so it seems like they're not bringing anything new in this indictment.
I mentioned the legal term yesterday on the show, mens rea, okay? There wasn't anything that Trump did that was mens rea. In other words, he didn't do anything to purposely violate the law. He had too many lawyers around him to violate the law. All of these lawyers look at the law and figure out how to proceed or how to argue or how to create a case. If everybody agreed, we'd never have to go to court now, would we?
Good point. Okay, here we go. Go ahead, Doctor.
Here comes the music. Thank you very much, Denise. Talk to you tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Oh, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience over there on Facebook. And, Kyle, you hang in there. We'll be right back, folks, at our Military and Veterans News segment. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8689.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Texas Governor Greg Abbott's refusing to back down in the face of a Justice Department lawsuit over that floating border wall.
Texas is going to take this case all the way to the United States Supreme Court to defend the rights guaranteed to us in the United States Constitution.
The system of buoys continues to float in the Rio Grande River near the border town of Eagle Pass. It's meant to deter illegal immigration, largely for their own safety. The DOJ lawsuit alleges the floating wall violates the rules that ban anything that affects the flow of the water. A study has found American workers will take lower pay for more benefits. The University of Oregon worked with researchers at Harvard and the RAND Corporation to study worker opinions on this. They found 20% of participants wanted better conditions even if it offered a 40% lower wage. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Thank you all, the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America, Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America, Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Now, our Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with two campuses to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, the other one in Clearwater, Florida. Their website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. Go over there, check it out, see what they have to offer, see what it would take to become an aviation maintenance tech, a very high-paying, in-demand job. You will not hurt for employment because you'll be very much in demand the second you get that certificate that states that you can now fix or repair aircraft as an aviation maintenance technician. Now, again, the number, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. That's the number to call for the National Aviation Academy and ask any questions you want and ask to take the tour of one or even both of their facilities, the one in Concord, Mass., and the one in Clearwater, Florida, because then you'll know for sure what you're getting into. You get a chance to meet students, you get a chance to meet some of the faculty, get a chance to see the curriculum, and they will also tell you how you can go about applying for financial aid. And, of course, it's very simple. And if you're a veteran, well, you may already have that aid all lined up, signed up, ready to go. But whatever the case is, NAA.edu, NAA.edu, phone number 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
There's a big story brewing right now in the case of the international lawyers that are picking up on this, and that is the Kherson war crimes, where the civilians were found, hundreds of them were found killed by Russian soldiers. And it's now being investigated, and international lawyers are trying to identify, by whatever means they have, the Russian soldiers that were involved. What are you hearing?
Well, essentially the same thing, but this obviously, Captain, is, I'd hate to say, maybe it's just the tip of the iceberg in terms of atrocities and absolute legitimate war crimes that have been perpetrated in the Ukraine war here. I just hate to say that, but I think it's true.
Well, the other part of this is, of course, firing on civilian targets by the Russians. Every time they hit an apartment building, that's a war crime. You can't target civilians, and that's what they're doing. And they're just doing it randomly, just lobbing missiles into downtown Kiev or wherever they happen to be firing them at. And it's just a shame. And all of this is going to come back to bite Russia squarely in the butt.
Russia is going to be a pariah in the community of nations for years and years and years and years. I think no matter what happens, if Putin were deposed tomorrow, it will take a long time for any kind of repair to be done. And this is being done, by the way, Captain. Ukraine is not necessarily an existential threat to Russia. What happens if there's a larger war that ensues from this? What will Putin and his army do at that point?
Now, there's a brouhaha brewing right now between Senator Tommy Tuberville and Joe Biden, who is reversing what Donald Trump had set in place, and that was putting the headquarters for the Space Force in Alabama. And Biden, you know, as if he wasn't thought very much of to begin with, now he's really in the toilet when it comes to the people of Alabama. What do you think?
Well, that's really true. And a part of this, too, has to do, I think, with some of the stance of the lawmakers in Alabama on things like abortion, for example. So it definitely smacks of political payback or some other political maneuver.
Well, I get Alabama, and I get Senator Tommy Tuberville, and I get the holding up of the promotions lists and all that stuff, and because of the position the government's taking on abortion, allowing it in the military. And, of course, Alabama is very much a Bible Belt state, and they're just picking on the wrong people trying to convince them of anything different. It's just not going to happen. And if Biden would understand that and move on, then they would have an agreement in place. These colonels and generals would all be up-promoted to wherever they're going to, and that'd be the end of that. But Biden is not smart enough. He wants to play this God image, I guess, on his part of who he is and what he can do. And I just don't think – I think he's met his match in Tommy Tuberville. That's my theory.
Well, from Biden's perspective, of course, it's going to be total power. You know, you must comply, and there is no real room for compromise. And so to that, Captain, I would simply say he's just being the president of everybody, you know, just like he said he was going to be, but obviously that was also not true.
Well, president of everybody, that's weird.
And but, yeah, then to unite the country, that kind of stuff.
By the way, we know oil prices are going up because of the world situation. But Russia, once again, struck Ukraine's Danube port, and it's driven up the global grain prices again.
this is true, and we're watching this crisis begin, you know, the genesis of this, of a terrible kind of crisis happening right before our very eyes. This is a horrible sort of byproduct of this war that Putin started.
And we also know that Ukraine is hoping to hold a peace summit this autumn. Zelensky said so. Don't know where that's going to be, do you?
I do not off the top of my head, but obviously, I think it also begs the question, well, what would it take in order to have, to, you know, to stop this conflict? And, of course, Vladimir Putin's going to want parts of Ukraine, right?
No joke. He wants his country back.
Well, Putin's going to want to retain parts that he's quote unquote conquered. Zelensky, I don't think, will want to give up one square inch of Ukraine. So I don't know where these negotiations could go, but hopefully something would transpire.
Well, we'll find out soon enough, won't we?
Right, exactly.
Now, NATO nations are beefing up their security due to the Wagner fighters that are now in Belarus, and that. And by the way, they also have approached the border with Poland. They've moved over closer towards Poland, which has got some people really, really on their toes.
Yes, and I don't think that necessarily there would be some kind of deliberate incident, but the closer you are, you know, the more that you get into the position where there could be, for lack of a better expression, an accident, a mistaken incident that occurs that sets you off into a certain trajectory, and that would be very, very bad.
Now, Iranians' Revolutionary Guard had a military drill recently on the disputed Persian Gulf Islands. And Iran's surprise military drill out of the clear blue sky came on the Abu Musa Island, which is the one that's in question as to whose territory it actually is. And all of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky, here comes the Iranian Revolutionary Guard with their little attack boats and soldiers, and they invade the island, so to speak, and conduct some war games, and then hop on their boats and go back again.
Yeah, again, it's, you know, just pushing the envelope. You know, we've got a lot more assets now there in the region, and, you know, something else could happen as a result of all this.
Now, are you ready for this?
Okay.
A lizard force might be the most elite military unit we've got.
That's right. Yeah, something about lizard people or something like that.
No, they're not lizard. They're not lizard people. They're actual lizards that are out there that you can go capture, and they'll just turn them loose on the enemy.
Okay, well, that sounds like a cool movie, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, hold that thought there, sir. And by the way, when we come back, I believe we'll have Chris Markowski calling in today. He almost got through yesterday. He's over there in Greece, I think. So we'll see if we can reach him today. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle. And we've got Chris Markowski on the line, long distance from Greece. We'll get to him in just a second. This portion of the program brought to you by Moss Acura, Moss spelled M-A-U-S. Remember, Moss Acura has the You Serve, You Save program, where all active military, all veterans, and all first responders, whether you're an EMT, firefighter, or police officer, and church pastors, too, get afforded a great deal at Moss Acura, located at North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan. And you can find them online at mossacura.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, first, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
All right, we're going to go right to the telephone line, and we've got our buddy Chris Markowski on the line over there in Greece. How's the weather?
Absolutely beautiful.
Oh, boy.
I've been here a little over a week and a day, and I still yet to see a cloud. I'm not kidding.
Okay, that's great. That's great. Now, my first question goes to, are you hearing about all the stuff that's going on in America over there, or are they pretty much just kind of living their own lives?
No, they cover, obviously not to the extent, you know, it's American politics, but, you know, there's some news of some of the things that are going on, but obviously not to the level that is being covered in the United States, naturally.
Okay, because we've got a lot of financial stuff that's taking place right now as a result of this. For example, the U.S. credit rating was just lowered by Fitch Ratings, and we're being told by some people, well, it's no big deal, don't worry about it, but should we be concerned?
Again, any type of news like that, you can see what it does to the stock market. And a lot of the algorithmic traders, you know, the bad news ends automatically. A lot of sell orders automatically start coming in automatic based upon that. And again, it's you know, this is a prime example of just, you know, of a country that's just not, you haven't been solvent. And at some point in time, you know, it's again, our interest rates are going to go up, and it's going to get a, that can be a vicious spiral, like going downward with what we're going to have to pay in interest on our debt if this continues to happen. Again, you know, we're still the big guy on the block of world's reserve currency, and our treasury market is extraordinarily liquid. And that's not changing anytime soon, but we're limited in what we are. And I was always a big believer of this. It was actually a member of the Pentagon. I can't remember who it was. Actually, echoing what I'm saying, I say, everybody talks about all these national security concerns. Our biggest national security concern is our national debt. That's what it is. And the fact that we are just out of control as far as spending is concerned, and neither party does a damn thing about it.
Well, we could do something about it if Joe Biden would get off his lazy butt and just drill, baby, drill and get some of the oil revenue going. But we find out yesterday that he delayed his plans to restock the nation's emergency oil reserve, which, by the way, is down to its lowest level because he's been selling it to who? China.
Well, listen, I understand that he shouldn't have, you know, done the drawdown on it anyway. And I understand, you know, if you're making money selling in China, and I agree that we have to, I'm not even so much a drill, baby, drill. You got to do that now to hold us over. I'm a big believer we've got to go nuclear here in this country. That's the way of the future. But, you know, that doesn't stop the crazy spending that takes place. I mean, the more money our government spends, the more money they spend. And there has to be some point in time where we're actually looking to balance our nation's budget.
Okay, before I hand this over to Kyle Warren, I want to ask you one question. Are you buying gasoline for a car over there? What's the price of gasoline?
I'm trying to do the calculation because it's liters, not gallons.
Right.
In my head, it's more. Not significantly more, but it's definitely more.
Well, we've gone up now in Florida to almost $4 a gallon because of 60-cent a gallon increases over the last 3 weeks, 2020. Mm-hmm. But yesterday, for some unexplained reason, and then I was told later what it was, the wholesale price of gasoline at the refineries dropped 20 cents a gallon. And the reason it did was because they can't put any more in the pipelines. They're stuck.
It's interesting. So there's an oversupply then, is what you're saying.
That's correct.
Huh. Yeah, interesting that, you know, I don't know, being oversupply, especially during the summer months. That's odd. Again, trying to judge these short-term fluctuations in these energy markets is not an easy thing to do.
Right. Now, Kyle, take it away.
All right. Good morning, Chris, or good afternoon, as the case may be, over in Greece. Yeah. Exactly. Well, now I think because of this downgrade, and they say that it's gonna be around obviously for quite some time, no doubt about it. But other than what happened in the stock market in terms of getting a little bit of a ripple there, what is the effect on the everyday person in the economy because this has been downgraded?
Well, I mean, if our interest rates continue to rise, it's going to filter through to mortgages, and it's going to filter through to credit cards and any type of borrowing that needs to take place. It's a part of the factor. It's part of the evolution of things. And again, this is what happens. You know, it tighten up. It'll make it more difficult for small businesses to go out there and be successful. It's a problem. There's no doubt about it. I don't know if the other credit agencies will follow suit when it comes to this. But again, I really don't have a problem with it because, you know, at some point in time, we need a good, you know, swift kick in the ass when it comes to spending. And like I said, it's both parties, and it has to be across the board. Nobody ever wants to compromise and do anything to make any sort of cuts whatsoever. And we really have to. I know there's the Rand Pauls out there. And again, I was a big Rand Paul fan. I voted for him. I wanted him to be the president. His father was the same way. And you had Tom Coburn. We need more of those guys around, to actually try to, you know, whip this Congress and this profligate spending into shape.
And, of course, the Biden administration people are saying it was Donald Trump or it was the Trump administration that set all this up. So, you know, don't blame us. What do you think about that?
Again, you know, that's the automatic knee-jerk reaction. You know, rather than try to solve the problem, they look to, you know, place blame. You know, that's just what politicians do. Again, it's not our fault because we continue to vote for people that are not worthy of the office. And, you know, we need people that know how to run businesses, that know how to control budgets and do all of these things and make these difficult, decisions that need to be made.
Very interesting. We also got some reports that in June, looks like job openings and layoffs declined, and they're saying that that's a good sign for what's happening in the labor market right now.
Well, again, as far as they're talking about the Federal Reserve and what the Federal Reserve's actions are going to be, we obviously need to put more people, you know, back to work. We need more workers here in this country, and birth rates are declining, and if that's not good for economic growth moving forward. They want to try to get some sort of wage inflation under control. But, you know, the reality is that, you know, and Kyle, one of the most interesting things, and again, it almost aggravates me. Well, I'm going out to eat here, and I'm on islands, okay, and, you know, we figure it's more difficult to get food here, there, and everywhere. I pay less than a third of what we pay in the United States. Okay, you go to the grocery store, everything, it's so expensive in the United States. We are getting ripped off royally in the United States. I mean, it's beyond, you can't even believe, okay, going out to dinner here, fancy restaurants, most expensive thing on the menu, $23, $24. I mean, that's how bad we're getting ripped off in the States.
Wow. How about that?
That really is something.
Yeah,
that is really something.
I mean, that's part of RFK Jr.'s, platform, and he's right. I don't know why. We are getting royally screwed when it comes to our food costs, and that's the most important inflationary item that's out there. There's the stuff that we have to buy every single day. I mean, you could move here, retire here, okay, and you could live like a king because the costs are so low. It's extraordinary.
All right, well, Chris, we're coming up to the tail end of the segment. Will we hear from you tomorrow?
Absolutely.
All right, well, thank you very much, and enjoy your day over there, and tell everybody we said hello.
I will. We'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you. Chris Markowski, The Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, live from Greece, telling us about what's going on over there. And, Kyle, hang on, because I think the music's going to come up here. But when we come back on the other side of the hourly break and the news and all that stuff, we're going to give you a little shock value news on the district judge that's going to be hearing the Trump arraignment and going to be on that case. You won't believe this, and well, maybe you will, but she's also a hardliner when it's come to the January 6th defendants and gave them some hard sentences down. So we'll see what happens here. But Kyle, you hang on, and folks, I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday Morning Edition. Remember, we're going to be in Bradenton at the Heritage Harbor Golf Club and Eatery, 11 to 1 today for our Have Lunch with the Captain series. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.